Hello and welcome to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm your host, Matt Lenneman, and each week I will be joined by a member of the CU Soccer team as we talk about last week's game and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by two-time Pac-12 Goalkeeper of the Week, Danny Hansen. All right, thank you for joining me today, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
So last week, you guys went to Washington to play two games. You tied one game, and then the second game you lost on a late goal, 2-1. You're a big part of that. You're a big part of both of those games, and the fact that you're in goal for both of them, and you had a fantastic performance on Friday night. I mean, dare I say, one of the best performances in the history of CU soccer in the goal. From what I've looked at, only four other people have had 11 saves and no goals in the history of CU. So how was that game for you? Can you talk a little bit about that save that you had on that penalty kick?
Yeah, on that PK, I think it was just kind of, it's more of a guessing game, you know, got to get almost in each other's heads, kind of try to see. Honestly, I just tried to think back to practices where she would shoot on me and I'm like, all right, which way would she go? Like normally, and kind of went with my gut on it, to be honest. And then, the rest of it kind of just took over training wise. I mean, we practice them. So, you know, all the footwork and everything was there. It's went with my gut in.
I didn't think about that. So who took the penalty kick for UW? Like, so I didn't even think about the fact that you played with them.
Yeah. So, Amira took the penalty kick, against me. And, so I've taken a few against, her just like in practices and stuff when I was up at UW. I just kind of tried to think all the way back then and, went with it.
Yeah, you kind of had a little inside edge, I guess you could say, but a little insider information. That's kind of cool. Like, so how was that? Just like the feeling of returning to a place that you used to play at? Like, did that add any extra emotions or anything?
I don't think there was any extra emotions. I think it was, I was excited just to be playing again, like a Pac-12 games at that intensity. I mean, Washington's a great team. They pressed us absolutely everywhere on the field. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think there was really a lot of time for those like extra emotions to kind of come in because you're so focused on the game. So I think afterwards, maybe a little bit more when I got to like see everybody and say hi, you know, be like, hey, like, how's it going actually, you know? During the game, I think it was just like any other Pac-12 game that we're going to be playing. It's high intensity and it's go time. For sure.
Yeah. There's definitely a next level, it seems like, in terms of like the difference between the non-conference games to the Pac-12 games from what I've seen. So why did you transfer to CU back from UW? What's the story behind that?
Yeah. More or less, I wasn't quite getting like the opportunity to play there. And, you know, I understand as a goalkeeper, you kind of have to like develop and it takes a little bit longer because it's such like a crucial position. So you got to like learn the game and everything like that. But I just felt like I wasn't getting the opportunity and I really wanted to go somewhere where like I can play, you know? So I've known Danny for a while and same with Dave and Jason and stuff. So when it came time to transfer, that wasn't really a doubt in my mind where I wanted to go. Danny's mentality for winning is basically everything I believe into, like win at all costs, you know, put everything on the line every single time. I was more or less looking for a place where I could play, come in and, you know, make some sort of impact on the team.
Yeah, it kind of just sounds like a no-brainer from the way you're saying it. So
yeah.
I saw on your bio that you won the NFL punt, or you won like a punt passing kick championship. How did what is that story and which are you better at?
So all right, well, so the punt pass kick thing is just something I did for fun. It's kind of like a NFL thing that they put on. So when I was younger, they kind of have like different age groups and stuff, and you like do one punt, one pass, one kick, and then you go like basically like you keep like leveling up like through like either like state, regional, blah blah blah, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think I won regional or something like that, the state one, I believe, and stuff. So yeah, that's just kind of like a fun thing. Like I've always thrown the football with my dad and stuff like that, just for fun. So we just kind of decided to try it together and like see how it went. It went really well, but I don't know. I would say either the punching or the passing for sure. Yeah. The place kick was a little tricky with the, you know, little holder and stuff. I'm pretty sure I kicked it. So
how far can you punt? Yeah,
definitely
the ball?
Either the passing. Punting the football, let's see. I would say maybe 50, 60 yards probably. Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I could punt it 20 yards. But then again, I never played. All right. I have two more questions.
Okay.
So another thing I saw in your bio is that you love board games. And I have to ask, what's your favorite board game? And what do you consider a board game, by the way? I've never understood the full definition.
Board game. All right. So I'm thinking either something with like pieces. So like, for instance, like a Monopoly type of game or something like that. Or like, I don't know if you've heard of backgammon.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's actually my favorite board game.
Oh,
I don't know okay. if it's technically. I like the. Yeah. I think the strategy part of it is super interesting. So I like to play that a lot, actually.
Interesting.
You know, keep the mind sharp.
I don't know enough truly about how to play that. To be honest with you, I've heard of it and I've seen it, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could explain any of it to you.
Yeah, it's you have to kind of just play it a few times to like get the hang of it and. Stuff like that, but yeah, once you kind of get going, I love the strategy and like the planning ahead. I mean, kind of relates back to sports, you know, got to stay a couple steps ahead of, you know, the team you're playing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like so do you play that against like anybody or do you just
usually just like my family and stuff? My dad played it actually a lot in college and stuff, so he taught me, and you know, I'll play against him. Just kind of family. It's more of like a family thing that we do, you know?
Yeah, I get that. We all have our little family get-together games, so.
Yeah.
Right. So the question that I've asked everybody else is, what would your dream job be? And it doesn't have to involve your major, or it can involve your major, but like, what would your dream job be that like you would just love to do?
Dream job, I kind of got two different areas. One obviously would be playing soccer professionally and stuff for, you know, as long as I can, as long as the body will hold out.
Yep.
And then after that, probably pilot, Air Force or commercial. I'd really like to fly fighter jets, actually. That would
so
be
I have
dream
to
job
ask
right there.
Do you know how to fly already then?
I'm working towards getting my license and instrument rating and stuff right now.
Oh, that's sweet. Where are you doing yeah. that at?
Actually, I haven't decided on a place. I was going to, and then, you know, COVID hit, all this stuff, so everything kind of shut down and stuff. So I have it like narrowed down to three. I think one's like Flatirons, one's in like Westminster, and the other one's out by the airport.
Yep.
And stuff. So, you know, I got three that I want to check out, but got to kind of wait till they open up for, you know, new classes and stuff. So kind of waiting on that. And then, you know, season, you know, yep. don't want to load too much up. So probably over the summer, fingers crossed is
yeah,
when I'm going to start flying.
Hopefully we can get up there in the air, you know, yes. I feel like that'd be, I always thought that would be so crazy. Like,
yeah.
Flying a plane. I don't know. Just like taking off. Yeah. I don't know.
I like the freedom
stuff.
Of it.
I get that. A little bit like driving, you know?
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
even more, I guess.
Yeah.
Driving on steroids.
Yeah. Faster.
Yes. Yes. All righty. So that's all the time that we have. But thanks again for hopping on with me today to talk about the team and just get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, that was CU goalkeeper Danny Hansen. That joined me today. Looking ahead to this week's games, CU will go to Cal on Friday to play against the number 10 ranked Bears. And then on Sunday, they will head to Stanford to take on the number 23 ranked Cardinal. So it should be a tough weekend ahead for the Buffs, and we'll talk more about that and get to know somebody new next week. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.